This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, so real quick, the Master's Pete story, they were on a flight from Hawaii, so nowhere to land.
No.
Emergency style, unless you just want to drop him into the ocean.
Bin Laden style, you just wrap him and...
Well, I mean, it is the way some people...
Can you request that?
Well, so guy had a heart attack in first class, dead in seconds. Couldn't revive him.
That's what happened on Succession, right? Old Logan Roy.
Yeah. That's right.
Down and out.
In the crapper.
Underarm drag to the front galley.
Respectfully. Underarm drag.
And they were stepping over him while... Well, they stopped drink service because the body was in the way. Yeah. That's why they stopped drink. Not, look, we've got a dead guy we can't drink. It's like, we want to drink, but there's a body in front of our booze.
That is problematic.
So they had to kind of stay out of that area. So that's what happened. Anyway,
I'd like to believe that someone complained. Excuse me.
I certainly would.
There's a lot of insensitivity on that plane.
Well, you know, those drawers that they pull out with the booze in them?
Yeah.
Not all of them are on the bottom level, blocked by the body.
Yeah. Take them and put them in the little apron that you got on, and then
that's right.
I'll tell you what, I can step over that body and help myself.
Boy, would you have the balls to step over a recently deceased body to grab a little bottle of Buffalo Trace?
I have gone back to the galley, though, and just opened up one of those drawers and grabbed a beer because I felt like it. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, you got to have some balls to step over a deceased person to grab. You better be careful because that's on video and now you're going viral.
Yeah, I don't think I'm doing that.
That's tough.
I tell you what, though, I am thinking about it.
It's a long flight.
First class. Yeah. The flight attendant goes to the back.
Yeah.
And you're considering asking the flight attendant to do it for you. Man, do you think you could just step over him and just grab me a little bottle right there?
Hey, real quick, man, I'll be 2 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the better question would be, would you do it if no one was watching? Because you know people are watching you.
You don't want that answer.
The answer is yes.
No one's watching.
The answer is yes. The only reason you don't do it is because everyone else is watching. Yeah,
it's a societal shame thing. But if no one's watching, like, the amount of things that people will do if they know that no one's watching, I don't think there is any level that people won't sink to. And honestly, this isn't even near the bottom.
No.
No, well, this is...
But it does change things if people are watching.
Man, well, you look like a real ass. And you probably...
And you know you are.
You know you are, but, you know... I didn't... Well, it's one thing. I didn't know the person. Stranger.
Exactly. And he's dead. Like, what does he care?
He doesn't care. I'll tell you right now. I give you permission. If we're flying somewhere and I die, and my big bloated corpse is in the way, step right over me. I don't care. I'm dead.
Is that then... So everyone goes, oh,
no.
And then I have to turn to him like, no, he told me it's okay.
He said it's fine.
He said it's fine.
He said it's fine.
We talked about this on our show. We're radio hosts. I mean,
and they're like, oh, sure, you talked about
this. Yeah,
no,
right.
Seriously, we did.
We had this conversation.
So this was on a flight from Melbourne, Australia to Doha, Qatar.
Okay.
Qatar.
Long way.
Qatar.
Yeah, I still to this day don't know if it's Qatar or Qatar. I think it's Qatar.
I believe both are accepted, but Qatar is preferred.
Which doesn't sound right.
Qatar sounds wrong, like a Middle Eastern country.
Qatar is like a racing team from a bicycle movie from the 70s. It's not quite the same.
An unidentified female passenger suffered a medical emergency in the aisle during the flight.
Yeah.
It's on Qatar Airways.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, she died.
This is terrible.
So they tried to wheel her up towards business class, but apparently she was a large woman, and they couldn't get her through the aisle. Mm. So there was this Australian couple who was sitting just a few seats from the death, from the deceased.
True.
And they...
they just said we were...
Well, yes, they put her... They asked the two to move over. Move over. So he gets the middle. She's now on the window. And they put the dead lady in the aisle seat.
And so it's full flight. There's nowhere else for them to sit, I'm assuming.
Well...
Because you would think that if you're going to put her there, you would think you would just move the two other people.
They said that they couldn't... That's a little unclear, but according to this, they could not move her. Well, no, and so they needed to put her in that seat.
I'm just saying, that has to be a jam-packed flight because you would think that they would just move the two non-dead people to non-dead seats. But the fact that they were by the dead lady means there was no available seats.
Yeah, possibly. Or, well, yeah. Or maybe they just didn't think about it.
No, they thought about it. Trust me. Look, if someone dies on my plane and I'm sitting there with the BTJ and we got an empty seat next to us and they say, excuse me, you two. We're going to dump this dead body. My first thing is, hey, no problem. Where am I sitting? And they're like,
oh, no, you're right there.
No, you're right there. And I'm like, no. I saw first class seats. And they're like, well, you bought a coach ticket. Well, guess what, jackass? I'm about to get upgraded because you're not sticking a big dead woman next to me. So the only way that happens is that there's no other seats. Otherwise, they move you.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
And quite frankly, before you dump the big lady next to me, we're going to talk about what sort of perks I'm about to receive because I feel some flight coupons in my future.
What a selfish a-hole you are.
You are not.
Just move over. There's a dead lady.
You are not sticking a big Midwestern gal made for the plains next to me.
Thinking like some Bavarian milkers.
Yeah, we're getting something out of this. There's some coupes coming my way.
So so it's an older couple, and the guy says they just basically came to him and said, can you move over, please? And he said, no problem. They were struggling. It was a bad scene. And so then he said they placed the lady in the chair that he said they placed the lady in the chair that I was in.
Yeah.
A shocking photo of the grim ordeal captured by the man is.
He snapped a photo?
Well, there's a picture here.
What do we got?
Let me show you what.
Yeah.
That's him watching TV with the dead.
Oh my goodness.
Next to him. And he's just got his headphones on, just, you know.
Watching some.
Yeah.
Catching up on Breaking Bad or whatever.
Watch TV. So then the worst part is yet to come.
Gets worse.
It does get worse.
Sure.
He claims he spent 4 hours sitting next to her body. They covered her in a blanket.
Sure.
So when they land, the couple. Now they were flying to Italy. They said the airline crew told them to stay in their seats. They could not step over the dead.
F that.
To get off the plane.
No.
They had to wait for emergency responders to
come in and retrieve the body. Whole time. No. Absolutely not. I'm leaving. I'm sorry.
Tell you that right now. I will shove that old bag out of my way. The amount of free flights that I am about to receive from this airline, I am flying first class wherever the hell I want to go for an extended period of time.
Once we're on the ground, you cannot force me to stay next to that dead body. Sorry, you cannot.
You can't force me to sit next to the dead body, period. You can't. And by the way, I'm a bigger person, so when I sit next to you on an airplane, guess who's touching you? Me. Which means one of them, whoever had the middle seat, was touching the dead woman. There's no way you weren't.
Well, all he said was, I can't believe they told us to stay. It wasn't nice. And now the airline is, they say that they are in the process of reaching out to the couple in the wake of the ordeal.
See, we wouldn't reach out. We would, there would be a negotiation right then and there on the plane.
Well, but they wouldn't do that.
Well, then you're not sticking her next to me.
Well, but there was nowhere else to put her.
I don't care.
Someone else said,
"You're not sticking her next to me."
Why doesn't the dead lady get her original seat? Again, it's unclear, but it sounds like, reading between the lines of the story, that they could not get her back to her seat.
Yeah, that this event occurred not in her seat in the first place.
And we know that the aisle is very, very small. And exactly. So if you're a bigger person, you probably have to turn sideways and you're dead. And again, that goes to the respectful drag. And I get that.
Yeah,
I get it.
So the closest seat was the window where those two were sitting. Yeah. They said, "Hey, scooch over a little bit. Got to drop a dead in here." Yeah. And then they made them sit there and wait for the first responders.
That whole thing.
That's crazy.
Would not go down that way if that was me. I promise
you. So what would you have done? Just stepped over and said, "Get out of my way"?
Yes. I was not going to sit there after we landed and just be like, "No, I'm waiting." No, that's not happening. And again, you would have had to tell me. Get on the little radio up there with the captain, and I would like to know what sort of benefits this airline is about to do for me, because I'll be good and damned if I spend 15 hours with a dead lady leaning on me, which, by the way, probably smells a little bit at some point. And then...
Does it smell that quick?
Well, after you die, there is a release usually of some fluid. So over 15 hours, that's not going to be great. You aren't going to then keep me on that airplane and then once I get off and then offer me a $200 coupon. No. You want that lady out of the aisle and in my seat next to me, and you want me to move seats? Get on that horn with the power of the pen. You get an exec and you start offering me some perks.
What?
Otherwise, I'm not moving. You can't make me. You can't make me sit next to a dead person. I'm pretty sure that violates some sort of federal aviation code. Where's Elon Musk when I need him?
No, it's all in the bylaws. You just have to scroll down to the perished bylaw.
The dead lady bylaw?
We'll execute the baby.
Good Lord.
I don't know if it would not bother me to sit next to a dead body on a plane, although it would be a little creepy. It wouldn't bother me. But I'm with you on the last part. Dude, come on.
Yeah.
Also, the YouTube chat pointing out that often the dead will soil themselves. So how long are you sitting there for? I mean, 4 hours seems like a long time.
You don't really have a choice.
For a long time like that, there usually is some leakage. I do have a choice.
No, you don't. What I'm saying is, I think your approach... I would suck it up in the moment and not be a pain in the ass, and I would sit next to the perished. But you better believe I am fighting tooth and nail with them to get everything out of them once it's over. I'm making stuff up. I'm like, "Well, I was really, I couldn't step over the dead body, so I pooped my pants." You've given me anxiety.
Yeah. I'm going to have long-term trauma from this.
Yes,
event.
I can't sleep. You might as well give me the airline.
Tell you what, my first thing, I'm violating that little no-call thing, and I'm calling the advocates right then and there. Because you know who's getting me first-class seats? Donnie. That's my first phone call. I'm like, I would just hand the phone with Donnie on the other end to the flight attendant and be like, "Yeah, talk to my attorney. I think she's got some choice words for you." Yeah, it's a...
All right. We talk SNL next. Here's Buck.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Well, after our story of sitting next to a deceased on a plane for 15 hours, somebody texted and said, yeah, I've wished death on some people next to me on a plane in the past. I probably won't anymore.
Nah, that's...
That's right. No. You don't want him... You can maybe wish him death later,
yeah,
but at the time, you don't want him dead next to you. Because no. The other thing Pete said... That, you know, you can't just deplane and everybody steps over the body. He said they sat there once they landed. They sat there for 2 hours.
Takes 2 hours?
Yes. I mean, I don't know why, but it does.
I also say that sometimes I think we can speed up those processes.
100%.
They are going to rock your ass for 2 hours.
Look, I understand there's regulations. And again, we got to do respectful things. But it does not take 2 hours. Like, you know they're dead. You call ahead. It shouldn't take two hours for some paramedics to be waiting for the airplane.
Well, can
to
I
then
just
go
say,
in and get them out?
Can I just already amend the procedures and say, bring in the gurney, wheel them out, and then do all your paperwork or whatever the hell you have to do?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't need to be on the plane.
Yeah,
while
why
do you
have
paperwork?
To sit there and inconvenience 300 people?
Yeah. How about this? Just do the little slide thing. You know, like have them waiting down there at the slide and pop the door. Ah. You know,
one last ride for Betty there.
Is that? I don't know how respectful that is, but you know, yeah, go out with a little whimsy on there. Just go down the slide. No, all that works. Just once, I would. I've never seen the slide deployed, but I'd be interested in it. I'd stick around and watch that.
And would you? I mean, you wouldn't bitch, but would you feel guilty at all sitting there for 2 hours being pissed off about it?
Yes.
You'd feel guilty about that?
I've had that happen before.
Because it's like...
Where I'm obviously annoyed and I'm bothered, and yet I know it makes me a horrible person, so I don't say anything, but deep down inside, I'm angry. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Yeah, but But I'm saying in this particular scenario, somebody died.
Yes.
So you should be...
No, I would feel terrible. And yet I couldn't change the fact that I would be pissed that we're still sitting on that airplane. I would feel absolutely terrible. Yeah. Yes, someone's mother is dead. Someone is... I feel bad all the time. What was the... look, I'm going to be fair to us. We got a job to do. We're not always... You never want to find out from us that someone you know died. Because at times, you know, we...
we talk about deads.
Yeah, we talk about, you know...
We're news.
We're news, but... We're
newsman.
Not, we're not like Walter Cronkite. We're talking about respectful dragging.
Speak for yourself.
Well, you remember when we were the avalanche, the people that died in the avalanche?
Yeah. Just the other day in Bend.
Just the other day in Bend. So, my bartender guy out of Jerry's, who I love dearly, he texts me. He is listening to this stupid show as he does, and he hears us talking about the avalanche. And he has a lot of people that he knows from Ben. He's big into that skiing community. And he's sitting there listening to us, and he's like, oh my God, I hope it's no one I know. And then we said the name. We informed him that his dear family friends were the ones that died in the avalanche. And I immediately felt like an ass because we are not always the most reverent when it comes to these sorts of things. And I was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. Because again, we are the last people that you want to hear that your loved ones are no longer with us.
Why are we the last? Like, what if, I mean, he's going to read it on the news.
He is.
So what's the difference between the news and us? It's not like we made fun of them. We're not going to make.
The news handles it better than.
Or maybe you're expected to get texted from a friend or something like that.
How about this? The news drags from under the arms. We drag from the feet.
That's fair.
That's what.
We don't even go, sad voice.
No, we don't have.
Sad news from Bend. We don't even do that.
No, we don't.
Oh, dear. Just power right through it.
So we told my friend that his dear friends are gone.
Did it make him sad?
I don't think he was thrilled.
Well, I know he wasn't thrilled. I just mean, Like, does that, coming from us, does it change how you intake the news?
And it makes me sad.
I don't think it's the best way.
I think I've mentioned this to you guys before, but I accidentally told another football coach of a football coach's passing in, like, media coverage. I told Herm Edwards that Dennis Green had died.
Oh. It was and like, he didn't know that?
He was out at that Tahoe golf tournament that the athletes play in, and we were, I mean, Dennis Green had 49ers ties, so we were talking to all the football people that day about his legacy and what he meant, and he came off of 18, and I was like, and it was, like, news from early that morning. I assumed every coach out there knew, and I'm like, hey, could you tell us your thoughts? He's like, what happened to Coach? And I was like, oh
dear. Did he know him well, or?
Herm knew him very well. Oh. And then he was playing with Marvin Lewis, who, like, looked at me and gave me an eye roll. And he's like, come on, Herm. I'm like, what? Okay, I didn't know, man. You could have given him the heads up. Herm knew and didn't tell him.
Do you think someday it will happen where somebody comes up to you and says, like, Souk, any thoughts on the death of Rop? And you're like, what?
Ah, what happened to Rop?
What happened?
I hope not. And then I got to go on the show and break the news. And
well, what if we don't have a show? What if it's down the road and we've been long fired?
Yeah, it's the
band of muffler bros.
And by the way, that's more likely to happen. I would like to believe that we're both going to outlive this show, for God's sakes.
Will one of us die on the show?
It's the big one. Ah!
Well, I'd say I'd get good ratings.
That would probably get good ratings. If this show ever starts to take a little bit, look, one of us has to die. We used to always joke in the midst of two-a-days, because that back then, like, two-a-days were, like, the worst thing ever. And we used to always joke, because it was obviously really hot, and they were always concerned that someone would, like, die of heat stroke.
Corey Stringer?
So we used to be like, dude, one of us needs to just die and take one for the team, because we'd get, like, 2-3 days off, and then we'd be like, horse crap, they'd give us one practice. We'd get one practice. Then we'd have the big debate that if one of us died, how much of camp would we get off? And we settled on one day.
Well, what the Corey Stringer thing, as Buck mentioned, like, what did they do? They probably practiced. I guarantee they practiced the next day.
That's what I said. I think you get a day off. And by the way, and that's why we said, if you're going to die, you son of a bitch, you die in the morning. That way we get two practices off. But you know we're having to come back the next day. No one, by the way, was
no
much
one's willing to
no
take one
was
for the team
to do it. But we talked about it.
All right, we got a break. We will wrap it up next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.